Let me say a quick hello to one and all. Jennifer, good morning.
Howdy, Handel.
And there you are, sitting there, thin as a rail.
Oh, my gosh, you're so sweet.
Well, not thin as a rail, but more rail-like.
I'm rail-esque.
I have a hard time hearing you, Jennifer.
Oh, I'm here. Turn your mic, or turn your headphones up.
You know what? Someone turns this off every day now.
Yeah,
this is weird. I don't know who. I'll have to. I have a little button here that should be on all the time. So anyway, did I talk about thin as a rail?
Thank you. Yes. I'm rail-esque. Not
rail-esque. Well, there's also there's also thin and thick rail gauges. Did you know that?
Mm.
What? No?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's what do they call it? Smaller gauge.
It's light gauge.
I think light gauge, and I think regular gauge. So we'll never mind. I'm not going to do that joke.
Kind of a win-win situation.
It's only, by the way, it's only like 4 inches apart with the rail lengths. It's really weird. One is light and one is not. It's kind of strange. Okay.
Anywho, good morning.
Good morning. Anyway, I was about to get into a whole story about gauges and traveling in Europe, et cetera. Okay, Jason Middleton, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
And there is the lovely Tony in for Tyler. Good morning.
Hey. And I believe it's narrow gauge.
Narrow gauge. There you go. There narrow is. Gauge and wide gauge, I think. 4 inches difference in the gauge. And there's a whole big, huge explanation for that, which I'm not going to get into. And Michelle, are you around?
Yep. Good morning.
Okay. There's Michelle. So we've got everybody here. Come Monday, the regular crew comes back. Wayne comes back. Tony can get some more sleep. He can finally wake up at a reasonable time. So we've obviously got a lot going on today. All right, you guys ready to do it?
Let's do it.
It's Handle on the News, brought to you by the Lemon Law Experts at Knight Law Group. If you think your car might be a lemon, call 844-43-LEMON. Jennifer, Jason, me, lead story. Well, more information on the Monterey Park shooting. The sheriff yesterday had an update, and we know, obviously, the part we do know is 72-year-old Hu Can Tran walked in to the Star Ballroom Dance Studio and opened fire, killed the people there. Now it's 11. He then drives away from the scene and enters the Lai Lai Ballroom in Alhambra, where he was disarmed by the 26-year-old. Real hero. And then there was the manhunt. They knew they were looking for the white van pretty quickly. And then the sheriff said that they recovered 3 firearms from around him, because by the time they find him, he's fairly air-conditioned. He had a pretty good-sized hole in his head. There was a MAC-10 with a 30-round magazine clip, not registered, illegal in the state of California, and a couple of other guns, a weapon, sort of a handgun that he took his own life with, was registered, and then a third firearm was registered, a bolt-action rifle. Bolt-action rifles, you're not going to kill a lot of people. They're going to stop you because you have to click it and move it back.
Yeah,
as opposed to a semi-automatic. Also, here's what some news is. The sheriff announced that the cops recovered a motorcycle registered to him a block south of the crime scene, Monterey Park.
That's what I think is fascinating.
Well, it goes to show you the planning that he did, that he was going to escape on the motorcycle and the van, I mean, all that. So there was a lot of planning involved. There was not spur of the moment. This was not point of purchase killing.
And I think, too, that one of the neighbors, remember how I told you that there was a neighbor and you were commenting, oh, he was the nicest guy, whatever. And we talked about the neighbor saying, oh, he used to walk around the neighborhood and he'd pet the dogs and whatever. That neighbor also commented she really never saw him drive that van. He was always on that motorcycle.
Interesting. 72-year-old guy on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
You don't think of that. You don't think of a 72-year-old on motorcycles.
No.
You know, with the chains and,
Yeah.
I don't know if he was that guy.
FYI.
In
the community that I live in, which is largely Asian, there are a lot of older Asian people that drive those little motorcycle bikes.
Really?
You're talking about e-bikes, right?
Some of them are e-bikes and some of them aren't, but they're about the same size.
Okay, so they're not these big honking Harleys running around in.
Nope.
That's the impression you get.
All right. So Brandon Say, he's the 26-year-old guy in San Marino who was the one who we've all seen disarming now, the shooter. He now is going to be honored by the Alhambra Lunar New Year Festival on this Sunday. And everybody says, look, if he had not disabled the shooter would have gone in and shot up yet another ballroom. Yeah. So leaders are going to present him with the Medal of Courage from the Alhambra Police Department and other honors. And this will be at 12:30 on Sunday. So for anybody who wants to go and celebrate this guy for preventing other attacks, here's your opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, a real hero here. And he deserves every accolade he can. All right, let's go ahead and take a break. Back we go. More Handle on the News with Jennifer, Jason, and for Wayne, and me.
So the shooting in Half Moon Bay that happened just after the one in Monterey Park, that gunman who allegedly killed people has been charged formally now with 7 murders and 1 attempted murder. The man, another person was gravely injured in that. He pulled up to the police station and waited outside and then turned himself in. They say he's been very cooperative. Complete statement from the suspect as well.
Yeah. By the way, I don't think you have to say allegedly, because if you say he did it, he's probably not going to sue you for defamation.
Well, I like to cover.
Just saying.
It's just a CYA.
I know. It's always allegedly, right?
See, Jason comes from the newsy background.
I know.
Like
I say alleged. No, the guy did it, okay? I'd be willing to bet some dollars on the fact that he did it and he's going to be convicted, especially since he's admitted it. Okay.
I still can't wait to find out, though, what his plan was. Pulling into the sheriff's substation.
Yeah, maybe
though,
to
with
turn
the gun.
Himself in. Or he was just sitting there. Because remember, he was sitting in his car.
Yeah, he was just sitting there.
It's not as if he walked in.
But he had a gun next to him. What was the plan from there?
And then Jennifer yesterday said suicide by cop.
Maybe. As an option.
Maybe. Yeah, so. I've never seen before when someone is arraigned. And that is putting up a sheet of paper to hide his face.
They did?
He did, yeah. Huh. And then part of the time he didn't. It was weird.
Because the media was right there.
I know.
When they took him into custody.
And he still held up during the course of the arraignment. He held up a paper to hide his face part of the time.
There was a motion passed this week stopping the practice by L.A. County's probation department of selling surplus guns in an online auction. It was a 5-0 vote yesterday, and it asked the Internal Services Department to start a ban on future sales of firearms and ammo by the county departments.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, you think about this. Janice Hahn, the chair, says, wait a minute, we have a buyback program.
Right.
Where we want to get guns off the street, and yet we're selling them on the internet. Well, okay.
All right.
Yeah, I don't think this is a supply-demand kind of situation.
I don't think so.
Let me play devil's advocate momentarily. How much money was being made off of these? Were they legal gun owners, obviously, who are probably the ones who are able to get their hands on them? Is it better for the county to get the money than it is for some private gun owner or gun company to get the money off of it? There you go. I'm looking at it from a fiscal standpoint.
Yeah, well, I don't even know fiscally. The county probably does worth fiscally because the buybacks, they buy crap. Guns that barely work, and they'll spend $200 on a gun that you would throw away. Mm-hmm. And then they sell good guns.
Sure.
Right.
Probably for, I mean, a discount. And I don't know how it works.
I don't either.
How does it work when you buy a gun online? The background check, et cetera.
I don't know how that works. I mean, I only know how it works if you go into a store, but I don't know about online.
I mean, I bought.
Or if you go out of state and go to a gun show.
Yeah.
Oh, there's that.
So I don't know.
Yeah,
and
you don't know.
And no one does.
I think the exposure to risk here might be higher than what we want. And I think that if you want to talk fiscally, I don't see any upside to this.
No, I don't either.
Yeah. Police search for a man who attempted to kidnap a 12-year-old girl in Riverside County. Apparently, he pulled up next to her and said, get in the car, showed her a gun, said, I'm not going to hurt you. She ran across the street, got some help from other bystanders across the street.
Good for her.
Absolutely.
First of all, look at what an idiot this is. First of all, with Ring cameras on every doorstep, he comes out and he tries to grab the girl. She runs across the street. Good for her that she had to wherewithal to do that. Mm-hmm. And there are 2 bystanders. He's doing this in front of people across the street.
Yeah. Not a master criminal.
I know.
They're looking for a dark green Toyota Tacoma pickup right now in Riverside County.
Yeah. And I'm assuming that there has to be, if I would think that with the cameras at every doorstep, there would have to be a license plate gotten.
Yeah.
All
right.
Another one of these.
Ugh.
Good God.
This little boy was 6 months old, and he's now 12. 2 women are accused of not only physically abusing him, but emotionally abusing him. Some of the things that I have read include torture of this little boy. These two women were arrested. One is 69, one is 51. And I still don't know for sure. Is one the mom? How did these?
I would think it'd have to be. I think they're, you know, they, it'd be really weird if it weren't. But
that's,
you know,
but that's it. Like, see, the names aren't even the same, yeah. Which could, it could be a mother, daughter. I don't
could
know.
Be.
69, 51. Mm-hmm. There's a chance there's a, you know, maybe when the mom was 18, she had the daughter. I don't know. But anyway, it's just the ages on this are throwing me, and as well as whatever.
Can you imagine what this kid, yes. 12 years of this, from the time he was an infant, he doesn't know anything else other than torture. I mean, this kid is going to be probably screwed up for the rest of his life. So yes. I hope that 30 years worth of therapy helps him. Nobody deserves this.
Yeah, no. No. Absolutely not. That's inhuman. Russia is fuming at the West deciding to send tanks to Ukraine. Of course, and the next story has to do with missile strikes against Ukraine. But the tanks that are moving through, Bill and I talked about this yesterday with Jennifer. Those are the M1s, the M1As. They're high tech and whatnot. But I immediately went to I read Bloomberg every morning. Things to start your day. F-16s. Lockheed Martin is ramping up production to backfill what they expect to be donations from other countries in NATO of F-16s. So this could go from ground to air pretty quick.
All right. Now, a couple of things. First of all, the ground, it takes a few months to learn how to deal with an Abrams, right? That's sure. Fairly high sophisticated. Mm-hmm. So that's months long. How about flying F-16s? You think that takes a couple of months to learn how to do one of those? I mean, that's years and years. So I don't know what they're going to do with right. F-16. They're not going to go into Russia proper and attack Russia, maybe Russian forces. So that was a question. I'm going to do a little bit later on. I'm going to do more on, matter of fact, 7 o'clock on these tanks. And the bottom line, Russia blusters once again. That's a new red line that we have. If you cross that, we're going to do X to you across it. Okay, never mind that red line. Here's a new one. Yeah. If you do this.
No, we're serious about this.
Yeah, one. Yeah. Well, never mind that. Okay, this one, cross our hearts, hope to die that we're going to do this. Yeah, that's.
New red line.
Yeah.
Well, Ukraine knew when we crossed that new red line, like Jason was saying, that this was going to happen. And Russia did the minute that Germany and the West said, yep, you guys, we're going to send tanks to you. Russia, it looks like, then comes back with more missile attacks, more drone attacks over Ukraine. However, from what I understand, one person was killed in this, but that Ukraine was able to shoot down most of all the missiles that came down from this latest
attack
from
Russia.
Imagine
what they can do with F-16s.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if they get these Leopard tanks and the Abrams tanks.
And we'll explain the difference between the Abrams, what's going to happen with the Abrams. The Abrams are symbolic. More than anything else. I'll explain that later on.
Cool.
Also, they were able to shoot down 20 of these missiles coming in. Mm-hmm. Do you know when they shoot down a missile with these high-end systems, it's $4 million a shot.
Ooh. Wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. It's pretty expensive stuff. It really is. Right. That adds up pretty quickly.
Public safety. Got to have it.
Yeah.
They're not auctioning those off in Pasadena. No.
Yeah. And as you said, Russia is responding to the announcement of the tanks with missile attacks, and Russia would be responding if they didn't say anything.
Yeah, right.
So
they're still seeking to destroy infrastructure.
Matter.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back and we'll do more of Handle on the News with Jennifer Jones Lee, throwing away some copy here. Jason, a little inside baseball. Jason Middleton. Well, okay,
There it is.
Okay. And me.
Meta is going to allow Donald Trump back on Facebook and Instagram. It's going to happen in a couple of weeks. Now, they say that they're going to be watching for repeat offenses, recidivism, if you will. remember that from Raising Arizona? Okay, so not a very pretty word, is it, Jennifer?
All right. I know that one.
Okay, all right. But they're going to let him back on. Now, he was already restored to Twitter in November.
Yeah, but he's not using it.
But he's not using it.
He's using his platform.
Yeah.
I'm totally in favor of this.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because I think Donald Trump is a whack job. Have for a very long time. There's no question in my mind. Right now, on his own platform, he's only talking to the true believers.
Yeah, right.
If he is on Facebook and Instagram, he talks to everybody, and then he becomes more of a whack job for everybody, we understand. Because what is his premise? Hi, my name is Donald Trump. the election was stolen.
Right.
That's his platform.
That's it.
He's going to run on the election was stolen.
Right.
And fine.
It won't last. That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
It makes him, I believe, more irrelevant. Bigger the footprint, the more irrelevant. That's why.
Yeah. He can preach to the choir on Truth Social. Yeah. And then when he goes broadband, yeah, it's going to be a different situation.
I have a question for the two of you, a story that I read on NBC News last night.
Mm.
Who do you think, according to sources, is angling to be his running mate in 2024?
I saw that too.
Did you?
I did. Yeah.
Okay, Jason, the guest goes to you then.
Oh.
It's a Congress member.
Oh, he's a Congress member. Okay, Adam Schiff. Definitely Adam Schiff.
Oh, my God, that's the best ever.
It is.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Who has just, by the way, applied for a legal name change to Ava Braun.
Oh.
Ooh, wow. I hope that goes through quickly.
I do, too.
All right. Federal authorities are going to investigate Snapchat over alleged social media drug deals. And the feds aren't saying much about this, but it was a Bloomberg story that I saw this on last night that say Snapchat records show that teens use the platform. They thought they were buying prescription pills on it. But of course, as we know, they probably were buying drugs that were cut with fentanyl or pure fentanyl or something like that. The company is saying it's made improvements to try and detect and remove drug dealers, but still, the feds say it's way too easy to sell drugs on Snapchat.
And my question is, how do you remove them? Let's say I want to do we're doing a story, and I do a search, fentanyl distribution, internet sales. Am I immediately bounced off, which maybe I should be? Possibly. The authorities, are they told about it? What do you do?
If they're going to red flag it, they're going to have to change your terms of service, right? So they have to let all the existing users.
Yeah.
First of all, this is amateur hour. Everybody knows you go to WhatsApp if you want fentanyl. You don't go to Snapchat.
Wait, what?
I didn't know that because Jason is involved in selling fentanyl. I'm not.
Not selling.
Research on and buying. Yes.
I'm working on my own story, Bill.
Yes, you are. So, you know, the point is, what can you do to really control it? I don't know the answer to that. Maybe you can, but is Snapchat saying, yeah, we're doing everything we can, Snapchat? Are they? Can they do more?
And what if you say that I'm selling, I don't know, Tylenol. And really, though, it's cut with fentanyl. And some kid goes on there and all they search is Tylenol and all your site says is Tylenol. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who buys anything over the internet drug-wise?
Yeah,
kids.
Right.
Kids who want to buy the illegal. Very few kids buy Tylenol over the internet.
That is a great point. Not a hot Tylenol keyword.
You can get that one pretty cheap.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll finish up Handle on the News on this Thursday morning. As we finish Handle on the News, Jennifer Jones Lee, Jason Middleton in for Wayne, and me.
I will ask the question, does she have a case? But I think I already know the answer. The 25-year-old teacher who was shot by the 6-year-old student in Virginia, she claims, and I guess a whole bunch of other concerned teachers and employees say, that they warned the administrators at that elementary school 3 times that 6-year-old boy had a gun and was threatening other students in the hours before he shot and wounded the 25-year-old teacher.
Well, it's not that he had a gun. One, he threatened to kill some kid with a gun.
Right.
They didn't see the gun. One time, another student saw the gun.
Yeah.
Told somebody. Yeah. And then I think the third one, once again, the administration, one of the teachers was told he has a gun. There was a search of the backpack and there was nothing in the backpack. But in the pocket, which I don't understand how you can have a gun in a pocket. It's a little confusing. But the bottom line is, it sure looks like the school, for whatever reason and under all circumstances, really screwed up. Hell yes, she has a case.
Yeah. That's look at the timeline. First report, 12:30. One teacher said, oh, I think this is happening. So she took it upon herself to search the backpack. Mm-hmm. Then again at 1 o'clock, said that he had showed the gun to another student, like you said. And then a third one closer to the bell at the end of the day. And allegedly the person who reported that was told to wait the situation out because the school day was almost over.
Yeah, pretty crazy. We'll see what happens. It's a big lawsuit. That's settling. Thank you.
Yeah, they'll settle. Cancun, we're going to flip stories, Jennifer. U.S. State Department issued a travel advisory for Mexico's resort-studded Caribbean coast. I guess that's Cancun. after Medallion taxi drivers have started attacking and harassing Uber drivers.
Yeah.
Which is a flip. Usually, it used to be the headlines about Uber drivers was they were attacking passengers. And now we have a little flip of the situation.
Yeah, well, the taxi drivers are taking away so much business. So
sure.
There's a whole series of recommendations that you should go to when you go to Mexico. The last one is the best. Don't go. Go someplace else.
Yeah.
Limit your going to Mexico to the Mexican restaurant down the street.
Right. And don't bring back any eggs either. We did a story on the hustling of eggs.
Yeah, Handel, there's this great story that people are crossing the border not just to smuggle eggs in like large quantities, just to get their groceries. Because it's so expensive to get groceries in the U.S. They say it's cheaper to go across.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
And you get fined for
it. I'm sure it is.
You can't
gasoline,
bring the groceries
across. Yeah, gasoline
across.
Is cheaper. They go down there for medical care, dentists.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's good dental work. It's American dentists that work out of Tijuana.
But you know how many of my friends have horror stories of other friends who go down there for cosmetic reasons?
Yeah.
I mean, augmentations and plastic surgeries. And I remember when I had the sleeve done and a friend of mine goes, oh, please tell me you're not going to TJ for it. And I went, why is this a thing?
Yeah.
Why is this a common thing?
Because it's money. That's all.
Yeah.
The badonkadonkectomy. All right.
That's very strong.
Thank you. San Francisco judge has ordered the release of the 911 call that had to do with the Paul Pelosi attack in his house.
Yeah.
The lawyer of the accused did not want this to be out there and made public, but it looks like at least 12 news organizations have been able to get this released. The judge said that, yes, we will have to worry about the legitimate concern of a fair trial, but at the same time, the only argument that the defense made was they were worried that the situation could be, or the recordings could be manipulated, which basically is the internet.
Yeah, so that's, please, any recording could be manipulated. The argument is it's going to preclude the defendant from having a fair trial.
Right.
That it's going to taint the jury pool. You have to go a really long way before a judge will buy that.
Sure, and this is a national case.
Yeah.
So the jury is probably already heard about it. So.
Okay, the Pope.
Yeah, Pope Francis says homosexuality is not a crime. And in fact, he's asking bishops all over the world who criminalize homosexuality to stop doing that. And he says the Catholic Church should work to end some of the laws that criminalize homosexuality in other countries.
Well, at least they're moving in the right direction, in my opinion. But for God's sake, of course, going to say that. You know, the popes wear long dresses.
Well, there's okay.
Oh, Handel.
But there is. Look, I looked at the catechism today about this story. Quote, homosexual persons are called to chastity. That's one. The second is they should be accepted with respect and sensitivity. So the Pope's not doing anything that's new to the catechism necessarily.
No.
But he's calling for to decriminalize. Now, that's a different step.
Well, when was the Catholic Church in favor of criminalization of homosexuality? They're not in favor of criminalization of anything.
The Inquisition, maybe?
No, because it's a question of forgiveness, and it doesn't matter what you have done. You are forgiven. So, that's the premise.
Right. 1.2 billion Catholics in the world.
Can I pull the car over really quickly in this story?
Yeah.
Why is it that we talk about Pope Francis and the homosexuality, blah, 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 and then one of the lines in the story is, a knee ailment has forced the Pope to use a wheelchair in recent months. What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Nothing, but it's just a little fun, fun fact.
Once you become Pope, the clock starts ticking as the wind day.
And then they pay attention.
Homosexuality, knee.
So you've heard, that phrase when the president coughs, everybody gets a cold.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So when the Pope is in a wheelchair, everybody gets a sore knee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm. That didn't work. No. Okay. Let's move on.
Jeremy Renner, who was pretty much pulverized by a snowplow, was apparently trying to push his grown nephew out of the way, and he was trying to stop things when it got out of control, and he crushed 30 bones in his body.
Yeah, it was, and he didn't put the parking brake on. I mean, clearly it was just an error. What I find interesting about the story is that this thing was on a track at his house.
Yeah.
Now, who has a snowplow on a track at home?
Jeremy Renner.
That's pretty cool.
That's
curb appeal.
Well said.
Jason. All right.
Great shot.
Yeah. So I'm not going to tell you who this suspect is specifically, but he's a cop in Michigan, and he had a rough day.
Here we go.
After he was accused of stealing his owner's lunch And there's a mugshot of this canine, Ice, who was accused of eating his officer's half-eaten lunch in a break room during a call to assist him with an emergency. And when the officer got back to the break room, they said they found Ice. This is the quote, leisurely strolling out of the room, licking his chops.
Yeah. It's kind of fun. It's a lot of tongue-in-cheek.
And so they did a mugshot with Ice.
Ice invoked his Fifth Amendment to remain silent.
He's not cooperating with the investigation.
It's cute. That is cute.
Well,
I like, if you look at the mugshot, he's 6'8".
Yeah. I didn't notice that.
Like
you're
that.
Right. I didn't
that
notice
great.
That.
That good is, for police departments that do that.
Yeah,
that's
that
fun.
Is very funny. All right, guys. We are done. Coming up, what we were talking about this morning, the tanks and the president and what Putin's doing and the kind of tanks and what it all means. I'll try to put that in some kind of context. This is KFI AM 640 Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.